In 1882, a logging camp was set up by John F. Millett and William McKay. Millett, McKay, T.J. Wilson, and Thomas Soles laid out the town of Burlington in 1889. Soles named the town Burlington after his hometown of Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington was not much more than a stump town with a little mountain to the north. However, an influx of people changed its status to that of a small town within 10 years. Burlington's first school district was formed in 1891, and Burlington was incorporated in 1902. A logging road was built in 1883 to connect Burlington to the river, so logs could be sent to the mills. Cedar shingles were hauled by the Northern Pacific Railroad to Seattle and Tacoma, from where they were transported all over the country, but mostly to the Great Plains, as there was no lumber there. By 1890, most of the land close to the Skagit River in Burlington and Mount Vernon had been logged.
Looking forward to other economic opportunities, H.L. Bomer, in the June 1, 1899 edition of the Burlington Journal newspaper, saw the Great Northern Railroad as the means to accommodate the shipping, trading of agricultural products. The Great Northern moved their Belleville Depot station to Burlington overnight, much to the surprise of the local Belleville residents. By 1910, Burlington could boast of shingle manufacturing, dairy and poultry farming, fruit trees, 7 churches, a high school and a grade school, electric lights, a weekly newspaper, volunteer fire department, a city park, and the county fair. In 1920, Burlington started a dairyman's association and built a plant to turn milk into butter, cream, powdered milk, and ice cream mix. The Burlington Canning Company canned and sold locally grown berries, fruit, and vegetables. It also sent canned jams into the national market. Another enterprise was performed by Knutson Brothers, who sold wagons, buggies, plows, and other farm equipment. Rich farms and farmland surrounding Burlington have added to its importance. In fact, until 1910, cows grazed freely on the streets of Burlington, each with its own distinctive sounding bell so the owners would know where to find their cows for milking time each evening. In 1910, a city ordinance in the growing town of 1,400 people barred cows from roaming the streets.
Burlington has long seen itself as an economic center for Skagit County. In fact, it refers to itself as the hub city, initially due to being a railway crossroad, not as a major retailing area. One of its favorite festivals is the Berry Dairy Days, held in mid-July each year.